point of that is that for all our expectations, for everything that we plan, things don't really go as we may have wanted them to go. Now, I say that because, again, how we're trying to use this space as we shall elaborate, we don't just want you to think of our head, we want you to draw analogies, to draw parallels, to use the micro and the macro level to really go wider with your thinking. And so, the way I think of this is the ship's coming. Has people seen Apocalypto, that Mel Gibson film, for instance, at the end where they're arguing and then the ship comes along? That's all what this is. The judges are there, probably thinking, we're going to have to sit here for 36 minutes and judge the fight, which might be dire. And someone gets knocked out with the first punch. And why I like that clip is, on the floor, what he's doing is he's blocking. That's what he's actually doing on the ground. He's blocking. His mind is yet to actually, it's yet to set in that he's being knocked out. And that's how it is for, I guess, a lot of us. We've not actually come to appreciate the fact that the knockout punch has actually landed. You know, we're on the ground. It's not a thing of, can things get worse? No, no, things are already that bad. And that's the position. So whilst we're here, make a lot of jokes, have a little fun and laughs, things aren't that serious. And I also use that because it's an entry into... Okay, this has gone back now. It's an entry into a quote by Carter G. Woodson. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. This is a Woodson quote. He says, "The Negro in his present plight, however, does not see possibilities until it is too late. He exercises much hindsight, and for that reason, he loses ground in the hotly contested battles of life. The Negro's rule is, until a thing happens before he tries to avert it. He is too much like a man whom the all-for-one saw knocked down in physical combat. Instead of dodging the blow when it was being dealt with, he rose from his prostration, dodging it." Now that's exactly what happens in that clip. The thing's done. He's still trying to block. Why are you trying to block now? And this is what we're trying to do with these whole pedagogy modules. What we're trying to do is create a way to defend ourselves against the ongoing violence, the context of violence, that is. To create a way to not only challenge it, to not only defend, but to go beyond it, to create our own structures. And so some of you may be wondering why I'm asking you to bow two people. Anyone get a gist of why that is? Any suggestions of what the whole bowing thing is about?
Respect, and I would make people welcome and respect as well.
Okay, welcome. What else? Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, respect as well. And other stuff.
To disorient.
Possibly.
They weren't expecting that.
Possibly. Other things. Any other suggestions?
Self-conscious for arriving later.
Okay. I'm not saying these are correct or wrong.
Follow what you say, like,
I mean, not to say that there's not other things, but literally, it's to show people that we see them. The whole idea of respect, respect, spectacle, seeing, to actually acknowledge people. Because if we're honest, most of us might just go through our day without anyone actually seeing us. I mean, 9-5 out the door, where are you even here? That type of thing. A lot of us are, in a sense, invisible and trying to play about or become visible, to be seen. And because of the context, because of that context of ongoing violence, like that, for instance, these constant assaults against our person, to be seen, to be validated, can make all the difference. And so it's these little things which, if anything, are of consequence. Whilst we may laugh, whilst we may feel a bit of anxiety even doing it, whilst we may feel a bit odd, what is the long-term impact of it? The fact of not only looking to see when people come, but looking out for other people. Now, we say this because, if I even find that note, which I probably won't, it said that within any context of domination, the system has to work by getting you to take for granted the fact that you're dominated. How it has to do that as well is to make you oblivious, not just of the things going on around you, but oblivious of your own life. Okay, the own things that are happening to you, those things are what you're meant to be oblivious to also. And so we come to why we've had all of these activities. What we're trying to get out of doing all of this, we're trying to undo that. We're trying to push back the eclipse. We're trying to see what is going on. That's a great start. We're seeing the people as they enter. They're not ghosts, more ghosts that's drifting in, ghosts in the machine. Also, why have you looked at the past 10 years of your life? Because as I said at the start, a lot of stuff you don't even remember. When it gets said, we'll probably take loads of notes. We won't look over it again. It's more habits from university, let's say. Just taking notes. All the stuff, the papers, Edison's papers, the man keeps moving. Invisible man thing. So why we're doing the last 10 years is so we could actually think back to what's actually taken place as opposed to this constant barrage that we usually get. Of death, dare, murder, child killed, paedophilia, sky's taken over. The constant barrage where we don't even get space to breathe. So that's one of the points of the 10 years exercise. The Bugatti thing, whilst it's a bit funny, it is literally to look at the self and this idea that time and place create the person. Okay, that's the theme that I wanted you to take around that. The idea of credibility as well, but time and place creating the person. As for the boxing, that is to do with the colonial enterprise. Whilst you may have your ideas, while you may have your desires, your want, the colonial system doesn't say, oh, okay, yes, we'll take that on board. No, it obliterates that. It's done. What you had, what you were worshipping, what you were praying to is gone. It's over. Knockout. KO. What are you going to do about it? So what are we doing in this space? Why are we using these activities? Why are we being childish? Because we're trying to fit into a new structure. We are trying to create something new, a place where we can be. We're trying to be less academic or abstract, although what those terms mean is some of the contest anyway. And so the emphasis on being totally engaged with the space. And with that, I'm going to ask you to get up and arbitrarily move anywhere. Let's go.